The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark. When Jesus returned to Capernaum after some days, it became known that he was at home. Many gathered together so there was no longer room for them, not even around the door, and he preached the word to them. They came bringing to him a paralytic carried by four men. Unable to get near Jesus because of the crowd, they opened up the roof above him. After they had broken through, they let down the mat on which the paralytic was lying. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, "Child, your sins are forgiven." Now some of the scribes were sitting there asking themselves, "Why does this man speak that way? He is blaspheming. Who but God alone can forgive sins?" Jesus immediately knew in his mind what they were thinking to themselves. So he said, "Why are you thinking such things in your hearts? Which is easier to say to the paralytic, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Rise, pick up your mat, and walk'? But that you may know that the Son of Man has authority to forgive sins on earth," he said to the paralytic, "I say to you, pick up your mat and go home." He rose, picked up his mat at once, and went away in the sight of everyone. They were all astounded and glorified God, saying, "We've never seen anything like this." The Gospel of the Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. My dear friends in Christ, as we get closer and closer to Easter, we're getting closer and closer also to spring. And oftentimes, that time of the year, many of us will do a spring cleaning, extra cleaning around the house. And every week, we should be putting our garbage out, right? If we don't put our garbage out every week, it gets accumulated, it gets smelly, it can attract mice and other things. And I was looking this up, it says the average American produces 4.4 pounds of garbage per day, 29 pounds of garbage per year, and 29 pounds per week, and 1,600 pounds per year. So that's quite a bit of garbage. But something that concerns us here today is not the garbage you accumulate around our homes, in the closets, in the basements, in the attics, and all the other places we could find to put it. The garbage that accumulates in our heart, namely sin, that's the garbage that we have to get rid of on a daily basis, where we make an act of contrition at the end of each day and go to confession on a regular basis so their soul may be sound and healthy before the Lord. Now, when you think about this, this is from Proverbs 24, verse 16. It says, "The just man," that's someone who's trying to follow the Lord, just man, woman, "falls seven times a day." So you say the average garbage collection for the soul each day is at least seven sins. It may be directly in our thoughts, our words, our actions, the way we treated other sins of omission, things we should have done, attitudes, things like that. St. Paul in Galatians chapter 5, he gives us an example, and this is just a broad stroke, and there's details underneath it which I won't go into here, but he says, "It's the works of the flesh, and we're not living by the Holy Spirit." It's sort of obvious. There's immorality, impurity, licentiousness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, rivalry, jealousy, outburst of fury, acts of selfishness, dissensions, factions, occasions of envy, drinking bouts, orgies, and the like. And he goes on, "I warn you, those who practice such things and stay in that won't enter the kingdom of God." And St. Faustina, she proclaims God's great mercy to the world, that no matter how many sins that we've committed, that if we turn to the God, he will give us a fresh start. All these readings here today speak to us, implying, though, that we are sinners and we're in need of God's mercy, and the key not to hesitate to come to him. Our Lord told St. Faustina, this paragraph 866 in the Divine Mercy, "My daughter, I want to repose in your heart because so many souls have thrown me out of their hearts today. I've experienced sorrow unto death. So many have this garbage that accumulates in the soul. There's no place for me to rest my head." And I found as a priest that many souls are afraid to come to the Lord because they don't trust. His mercy is infinite. If God could forgive you, you can forgive yourself. Don't set your standards higher than God. But then some people get into that trap, well, I can just tell God I'm sorry in my own way, rather than doing God's way. That's pride, and that's another sin too that we brought to confession. Father, I've been avoiding confession for 5 years because of my pride. Now, beautiful thing, once we come to confession, what God does for us is evident in these readings. Listen to this, the prophet Isaiah chapter 43. The Lord says, our Lord says, it is I who wipe out for my own sake your offenses. Your sins I remember no more. Isn't that consoling? To think you could have committed all the sins in the world. But once we humbly turn to the Lord, acknowledge our sins, give them to Him, your sins I will remember no more. Responsorial Psalm today, Psalm 41. Lord, heal my soul, for I have sinned against you. So for the Lord to heal the soul, we have to go to the divine physician. Now in this reading here today in the Gospel, it's just beautiful. Our Lord heals this paralytic. And when He heals the paralytic, you have these other people there that's blaspheming with God for forgive sins. Because our Lord did what's most important. He healed the soul. That's much, a moral miracle is much more important than any kind of physical miracles. And so they're saying He's blasphemed. So our Lord says, so that you may know the Son of Man has power to forgive sins. I'm going to do another miracle. It's not as spectacular or great as the first one, but that you may know that the Son of Man has power to forgive sins. I say, rise, pick up your mat, and walk. So the man rose, picked up his mat, and he walked. But how did this man come to the Lord? He had these four guys, friends of his, that took him on this stretcher. Even though they couldn't get near Jesus because of the crowd, they took the effort, they made a hole through the roof and lowered the person down. So if you were there in that crowd listening to Jesus, you might have been thinking, boy, these guys are just crazy. But our Lord loved them for that. Our Lord saw the great faith, their faith. If we put this man before the Lord, wonderful things are going to happen. So it's our Lord seeing their faith. He healed the paralytic child. Your sins are forgiven. Well, you know, all of us were called to be like these men who lowered him through the roof, to pray on behalf of others. We have the faith. We're here in God's house today. We're here at church. We're starting the week off right. We have to pray not just for ourselves, but for others. There's a wonderful book that touches on the subject, The Way of Divine Love. It's by a sister, well, she's a venerable, I think, Sister Josefa Menendez. And I was reading this a while ago, and our Lord comes to her. And our Lord just all bruised and beaten and looks horrible. And she said, Lord, what's happening? Our Lord said, there's a soul that is, he won't listen to my pleas. He's wallowed in sin and he's just staying there. And, you know, if he doesn't watch it, he will be land up being damned. And so our Lord says to her, I need you to pray, sister. Pray, offer back sacrifices and prayers for the conversion of the souls. Now listen to this point where our Lord says, so I'm listening and reading this, but man, this is a big sinner. But this is what our Lord says about the sin. The obstinacy of a guilty soul wounds my heart deeply. It is not so much an actual sin that wounds me, but his obstinacy. If he continues deaf to my appeals, I shall have to leave him to himself. So what our Lord is saying here, okay, we're all sinners. The just man's all 7 times a day, but we're obstinate saying, no, I didn't sin. No, I don't need confession. No, I don't need mass. No, I don't need prayers. That's the wound that hurts our heart, the heart of our Lord tremendously. He says a couple times, the obstinacy, Sister Josefa. Not so much as sin, pray. And then our Lord goes on, I want him to realize that no goods here on earth are comparable to those of eternity. It's so easy for us to get all tangled up in the things of this world, the concerns, worldly things, pursuing pleasure, etc. Then our Lord says to her, you must obtain for him the grace to embrace all the mortifications of the hard way I want him to tread. Because no soul can make it to heaven without denying themselves, picking up their cross, and following me, says the Lord. Otherwise, if he doesn't do this, his peril will be very great. Poor, poor soul, he needs life. And my dear friends, this Wednesday, we begin the holy season of Advent. That's a season where Holy Mother Church, our Lord asks us through his church, that we have to practice mortification, not just for our own sins, but sins of others, and also to make a good sacramental confession. So speaking to the souls out there, only God sees, the ones who have been away from the sacrament, from God's sacrament of mercy, he is there and he's waiting for you. He wants his love to reign in your heart. He wants the best for you. It may mean you have some difficulties here in life, but our Lord is looking at the big picture. So we have confessions here every day. We'll have the parish mission coming up March 4th to the 7th. And that Tuesday evening, which I think is March 6th, we'll have a penance service. We'll have another penance service like Monday, I think March 26th. And there's other opportunities also. So make a good sacrament confession. Don't be obstinate. Let the Lord, you know, they took a lot of effort for them to get this man down before the Lord. And I'm looking, even before this gospel part here, this scene, you can imagine this paralytic. He's on his bed there. He said, just leave me. No, we're going to take you to Jesus. No, I don't want to go. So first they overcame that by their persistence. Then they go up there and they make all this effort to get him down to the roof before the Lord. So they took a lot of work. We have family members, relatives, friends, brothers, sisters, grandchildren, children away. God wants us to do something about that, right? No soul goes to heaven alone. No soul is damned alone. We take people with us. Just real quickly here at the end, this is our more for those who, you know, we go to Mass regularly. There's a general principle in the spiritual life when looking at our soul. The more zealous, this is from St. Ignatius of Loyola, the more zealous we are trying to please God, which means striving to do his will, follow the commandments, Beatitudes, the more zealous we are in trying to please God, the more he will give us a deep interior peace of soul. So that's a great indication. So if the peace in our soul is lacking, that's a red flag. Okay, there's some area in my life I'm not giving over to the Lord. There's some parts of my life I'm not trusting. So today, ask the Lord. Lord, I know we're beginning the holy season Lent this Ash Wednesday coming up. Help me, Lord, not to be obstinate, but to open to your grace, open to your mercy so you could heal me, and also through me, dear Lord, to heal others, bring others closer to you. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.